and I'm going to interview my coach, Jessica Gonzalez. Today, we're going to talk about our grandfather's journey to his big dream. Can you tell me somebody who you admire the most?
Somebody I admire the most would be my grandfather, who at age 23 married my grandmother at age 19, and together they had 15 kids.
Who was your grandfather?
My grandfather was a businessman. My grandfather started off a small business in which he would do artisan work. It was his dream that his kids would learn how to make artisan work by simply using red clay and paper mache. He and his wife dedicated his life to making sure that their kids knew everything they needed to know in order to work with them in their artisan shop. In said shop, they sold artisan work with materials such as red clay, paper mache, and other types of delicate materials.
Can you tell me another dream of his?
By the time my aunts and uncles were old enough to run my grandfather's shop, my grandfather decided to embark on yet another one of his dreams. He eventually became a delegate for his country. He then made it a way of life to be part of the governmental system in his family. Most of his children had a job that was part of the government. My grandfather specifically dedicated his time as a delegate to making it a point that his country had to be improved. He was always coming up with new projects that would eventually be executed in his country and would lead to a better way of life there.
Since your grandfather lived in Mexico, what did he do when he arrived to the U.S.?
Every time he would come to visit, it would always be on official business. But the thing I admire the most about my grandfather was that while he was always looking for developments here that could help him in his country, he always made time for us, his grandchildren. He would make it so that we got to spend weekends on end with him learning to make different types of artisan work. He specifically taught us how to make paper mache clowns and piggy banks. When my grandfather got older, he decided to embark on yet another one of his dreams. He began to look into opening up a candy shop. In the process of perfecting his recipes for said candies, my grandfather fell ill and passed away at age 72.
So why was your grandfather the person you admired the most?
My grandfather was a man to admire because he was a man who always hit his target. He was not only a dreamer, he was somebody who could execute said dream.
Thank you for taking your time for telling us our grandfather's story and why we admire him the most.